Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Wednesday night service. Again, we have this interesting situation. We have English and Bulgarian. And we are very happy that we can serve in that capacity. We know that these messages are going out to different parts of the world. So now we can also advertise that it's in Bulgaria. We're going to begin with a word of prayer. And then we're going to cover Mark 11. And tonight we're going to deal with verses 27 to 33. Lord, we thank you this evening. We just thank you that you have given us this wonderful opportunity. We don't know how long we can continue to share like this. We really don't know anything about the future. Except that you are faithful. And Lord, we just pray that you will minister to our hearts tonight. Build us up. And take care of us, Lord. We do pray for those who are sick. Those who are working. Those who are traveling. Please minister to each one. In your precious name. Amen. So, let's read Mark 11, verses 27 to 33. So, beginning in 27. Then they came again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders came to him.
И пак дойдоха в Ерусалим. И когато ходеше в храма, при него дойдоха главните свещеници, книжниците и старейшите, и му казаха.
And they said to him, "By what authority are you doing these things? And you and who gave you this authority to do these things?"
Каква власт правиш това? И кой ти е дал тази власт да правиш това?
But Jesus answered and said to them, "I also will ask you one question. Then answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things."
Исус им каза, ще ви задам и аз един въпрос. Отговорете ми и аз ще ви кажа с каква власт правя това.
The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men? Answer me.
Йоанново кръщение от небето ли беше или от хората? Отговорете ми.
And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, why then did you not believe him?"
А те разискваха помежду си, като казваха, ако кажем от небето, ще кажа, тогава защо не го повярвате?
But if we say from men, they feared the people, for all counted John to have been a prophet indeed.
Но да кажем ли от хората, и се бояха от множеството всички, които читаха, че Йоан за наистина беше пророк.
So they answered and said to Jesus, "We do not know." And Jesus answered and said to them, "Well, neither I will tell you by what authority I do these things."
И така в отговор на Исус казаха, не знаем, а Исус им каза, я също не ви казвам с каква власт правя това.
So, for those of you who have been with us this year,
всички, които са били с нас през тази година,
you know that we have gone through this gospel and we've done about 2/3 of it.
Знаете, че разглеждаме това послание и 2/3 от него вече сме.
And it's interesting that when you go through it like this, verse by verse,
интересно, че когато ходим стих след стих,
you also realize that it follows Jesus. It's like a chronological story told.
И като изглежда, че е хронологическа история.
And it's very interesting to see that Jesus had his ministry.
Интересно да видим, че Исус имаше служение.
He was all over the place, so to speak.
Той беше навсякъде.
And then at one point he said, "Now we're heading for Jerusalem." And a couple of weeks ago, we saw him arrive in Jerusalem. He stayed in Bethany. Bethany was a village. Just outside of Jerusalem. And he was kind of going back and forth every day. And this is the last week of his life. We already spoke about how he rode in to Jerusalem on a donkey.
Вече казахме, че той влезе в Йерусалим на магаре.
That was Sunday.
Това беше неделя.
And we call that Palm Sunday.
И я наричаме Палмовата неделя.
Because the people broke off these palm branches and put the leaves in front of him.
Защото хората къцаха от тия клонове и ги слагаха пред него.
Welcoming him to the city.
Като му пожелаваха добър дошъл в града.
And they were really looking at him as a man of God.
И наистина те го виждаха като човек на Бог.
They did not openly receive him as the Messiah.
Те отворено не го приеха като Месия.
Because they were still waiting for their leadership, their religious leadership to say what they thought about it.
Защото чакаха първо на религиозните лидери да решат какво те мислят.
And then we saw how on that Monday, the following Monday,
и после видяхме как в понеделник,
he cursed the fig tree.
Той прокълна смокинята.
And then he went into the temple and cleansed it.
И после отиде в храма и го изчисти.
And it's interesting to see that what happened was that that fig tree, which was cursed, it was actually a picture of the nation of Israel. There were leaves on the tree, but no fruit. There was nothing there to eat. Israel was like that fruit tree. Fig tree.
Израел беше като това смокиново дърво.
Outwardly it looked like it was alive.
Отвън изглеждаше, че е живо.
Just like the green leaves indicated.
Както на зелените листа показваха.
But then when you wanted to pick the fruit, there was nothing there.
Но когато искаше да набереш плодове, нямаше.
So Israel was religious.
Израел беше религиозен.
But there were no spiritual fruit produced.
Нямаше никакви духовни плодове.
And he cursed the fig tree.
And
of course, a little later here, they were going to reject him and crucify him. And the nation, in that sense, would be cursed. That doesn't mean, and I have to underline this once again, it doesn't mean that God has given up on Israel.
Не означава, че Бог вече е отхвърлил Израел.
God's plan is still in place.
Божият план все още е.
It's just a temporal thing.
Просто временно.
And now we have the church.
Сега имаме църквата.
And the church is the church is a I have a problem with concentration, that's why. What did I talk about? The church, yes. So the church is now the tool that God is using. But it's only a temporal thing. Once the church is gone, God again will be dealing with Israel.
Бог отново ще се справя с Израел.
So that was Monday. Then on Tuesday, again he returned. And they saw this withered fig tree. But now he was in the temple area.
Но сега вече виждаме, че той е в храма, в
обществото.
И хората бяха развълнувани.
Not the people, but the leaders, rather.
Не говоря за обикновените хора, но за лидерите.
Because of what he had done before.
Заради това, което извърши преди това.
And they asked him this question.
И му задаха този въпрос.
So tonight's message, the title of it is the question of authority.
Заглавието на тая проповед тая вечер е въпрос на власт.
The question of authority.
Въпрос на власт.
So we're going to begin with point number one.
Първа точка.
The cunning question by the Pharisees.
Лукавия въпрос на фарисеите.
This is about verses 27 and 28.
27 and 28.
They asked two questions.
Те задаваха два въпроса.
They asked, first of all, what is the nature of your authority?
Те го казаха, откъде е за твоята власт?
Okay. Like, what rabbinical school have you been to?
Какво училище за рабини си бил?
Can you show us your diploma?
Може да ни покажеш дипломата си?
Did you have good grades?
Имаше ли добри оценки в училище?
What rabbi did you study under?
Кой рабин те учил?
Are you really qualified to do what you're doing?
Квалифициран ли си да правиш това, което правиш?
But then they also asked, like, who is the source of your authority?
Но те също задаха въпроса, кой е източника на твоята власт?
And we have said before.
Ние сме казали преди.
That back in those days.
Че в тия времена.
In Israel.
В Израел.
There were basically two sources of authority.
Имаше два източника на власт.
There was the civil authority.
Гражданска власт.
The Roman government.
Това беше римската власт.
And there was the religious authority.
И религиозната власт.
That was the Sanhedrin.
Синедрион.
That was the ruling class of the leaders.
Лидерите.
And so they were saying, like, okay, have we, the Sanhedrin or the Pharisees, the scribes, have we given you this authority?
Те казаха Санедриона и фарисеите ли са ти дали тази власт?
No, obviously not.
Не, определено не.
So then there is only one source of authority left.
Има само един източник на власт.
Rome.
Рим.
So have Rome given you this permission?
Рим ли ти е дал тази власт?
This was their question, or their questions, plural
actually. Това бяха техните въпроси.
So then they said, what right or what authority do you have to do these things?
Каква власт или какво право имаш да правиш тия неща?
And remember what he did.
И спомни си какво направи.
He made a whip.
Той направи една пръчка.
And he went into the temple.
Отиде в храма.
And he drove out all these people that were selling things.
И изгони всичките търговци от храма.
And he said, this should be a place of prayer.
Той каза, това трябва да е място на молитва.
Not a marketplace.
А не пазар.
And he had this zeal for God.
Имаше така тая ревност за Бог.
So they asked him, like, what authority do you have to do that?
Каква власт имаш да го направиш?
But we could also think of it in this bigger context.
И може мислите малко по-широко.
What authority do you have to do what you have done these last three and a half years?
Откъде имаш тази власт да правиш това, което беше си направил последните три години?
So, since they asked the question,
след като те задаваха въпроса,
we know that he had not yet said openly that he was the Messiah.
Ние знаем, че той все още не беше отворено признал, че е Месия.
He did the miracles.
Той направи чудеса.
He did many things.
Той направи много неща.
He taught, he explained the scriptures and so on.
Той учеше и обясняваше писанията.
But he didn't say it straight out.
Но никога не го каза направо.
So they were kind of waiting, will he say it?
Те така чакаха го, дали ще го каже.
But they said, what authority do you have?
Каква власт имаш?
So that was their question.
Това беше техния въпрос.
Then we have the counter question by Jesus.
Имаме и другия въпрос от Исус.
This is like verses
29
and
30.
Counter questions are effective.
Тия контра въпросите са много ефективни.
I have many stories to tell about Pastor Vladik Grumov.
Много истории имам да кажа за пастор Влади Гром.
But one of my favorites.
Едни от моите любими са.
I can't even remember where it happened, but I believe it was in Azerbaijan.
Мисля, че той тогава беше в Азербайджан.
But a man came up to him.
Един човек дойде при него.
And he said, please show me your documents.
О, покажи ми твоите документи.
And Pastor Ladislav answered and said, well, show me your documents. And the man, he had some documents and he showed
them.
And he looked at them. And he said, well, they look okay. And he said, okay, good. And he just walked away. So obviously he didn't know, like, you know, this man maybe has higher authority than I have. But it was a counter question. Where are your documents? Well, where are your documents? So it was the same thing here. They asked him a question. What authority do you have? How can you do these things? Who has delegated this right to you? But he was asking them another question. It was like a common technique in debates. Actually, even today it is. You can try that. When people pressure you with all these questions, ask them a question. And usually it changes the situation. You know, we say that you're turning the tables on them. Okay, so he was asking this question. Was the baptism and ministry of John the Baptist of God or of man?
Служението и баптизма на Йоан Кръстител беше ли от Бог или от човек?
So when he asked this question,
когато той зададе този контрвъпрос,
he was indicating that John the Baptist had the same source.
Искаше да каже, че Йоан Кръстител имаше същата власт.
Jesus and John, they kind of had the same message. They were sent from the same, or had the same source of authority. So, in other words, what they believed about John would also reveal what they actually believed about Jesus. And now the people were watching. So what would he say? So that brings us to the third thing. The contemplation by the Pharisees. The thinking. Considering. It was difficult for them. Because if they would have said from God, they would have been condemned because they had rejected the ministry of John the Baptist. And also, it would have meant that they indirectly would have accepted Jesus also. Because it was obvious that John the Baptist's message was about Jesus.
Защото беше ясно, беше, че посланието на Йоан Кръстител беше за Исус.
Jesus was the one about whom John the Baptist said that I'm not even worthy to loosen his sandal straps or whatever it says.
Исус беше този, за който Йоан Кръстител каза, аз не съм достоен дори да развържа обувките му.
And he was also the one about whom he said, I must decrease and he must increase.
Исус беше този, за който Йоан каза, аз трябва да се намалявам, а той да се увеличава.
So the Pharisees and or the Sanhedrin, they were in a tight place now.
Фарисеите и Синедриона бяха в като в шах.
So they could not say that the ministry of John the Baptist was of God.
И не можеше да кажат, че Йоан Кръстител служението му беше от Бог.
Because they simply did not believe it was.
Защото просто не вярвали, че беше.
And especially not the ministry of Jesus. That it was from God. So they couldn't answer that. The other option, from men.
от хора, от човек.
But if they would have said that,
ако бяха казали от човек,
the people would have gotten upset.
Хората щяха да се ядосат.
Because it says here, as we read that they indeed counted him to be a prophet.
Защото хората го считаха, Йоан го считаха за пророк.
In verse 32 it says that.
Стих 32.
So they really had a big problem here.
Мислим имаха голям проблем.
The crowd had to be pleased.
Тълпите трябваше да им се угоди.
And of course they also had to be rightly related to Rome.
И определено те трябваше да говорят линия с Рим.
They enjoyed a lot of freedom.
Те имаха много свобода.
They were allowed to have the religious system.
Беше им позволено да имат религиозната система.
They were allowed to have the temple.
Беше им позволено да имат храма.
They were allowed to celebrate the holidays.
Беше им позволено да празнуват празниците.
Different Jewish festivals.
Или различни еврейски фестивали.
And they enjoyed that.
И те удоволствие.
They had very prominent positions.
Имаха хубава позиция, добра позиция.
They did not want to lose that.
Не искаха да губят всичко.
But at the same time,
но в същото време,
they knew that the people were also very keen on, or they really liked John.
И знаеха, че хората харесват Йоан.
And they liked Jesus.
И те харесваха Исус.
So by answering no,
и така виждаме, че след като те отговориха не,
could have caused a riot.
Може да станат големи неща.
So what did they do?
И какво правиха?
Well, that brings us to the fourth point here.
И четвъртата точка.
The conclusion by Jesus.
Заключението от Исус.
Verse 33.
33 стих.
So they simply answered, we don't know.
Те просто казаха, не знаем.
But Jesus had made a deal with them.
Ано той Исус направи сделка с тях.
That if you don't tell me what authority John did these things by,
ако вие не ми кажете с каква власт Йоан направи всичко това,
neither will I tell you what authority I have.
Нито аз ще ви кажа каква власт аз имам.
So they didn't really get their question answered.
И те наистина не им се беше отговорил въпроса.
And although they were claiming to be ignorant, it was obvious that they were not ready to receive him. And this actually led them, or led Jesus to tell them another story about the vineyard. Which we will be speaking about next time. But what kind of a conclusion can we draw here? You know, the word for power here, or for authority rather, is exousia.
Exousia е думата за власт.
And sometimes it's also translated power. And it means like to have an ability.
Означава да имаш възможност.
In the sense of being privileged.
В смисъл да си привилегирован.
So in other words, I exercise a measure of authority.
В смисъл аз упражнявам някаква степен на власт.
Because somebody has given it to me.
Защото някой ми е дал.
It's like delegated influence.
Делегирана власт.
And just to apply that to our day and age.
Просто за да кажа какво в наши дни сега.
In the Western world we are paying a horrible price for rejecting authority.
В нашия западен свят наистина много тежка цена плащаме за това да отхвърлим властта.
Beginning in the 1960s.
През 60-те години.
You know, authority was like despised. And you know, it always takes a while before those things will, you know, have like we see the full effect of it. But now we're starting to see that. A very chaotic type of society. And it's interesting that Paul was speaking and teaching about these things. In the epistle to the Ephesians, chapters 5 and 6, he's actually speaking about, well, mainly three different relationships. Husband and wife, children and parents, and employer, employee. And there are great blessings here. But if these type of relationships are misunderstood, you know, there is no blessing to receive. In Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 13. We have a story about the Roman officer. And he had a servant at home who was sick. And he told Jesus that if he could come and heal him. And then Jesus was kind of testing his faith. He said, so should I come to your home and heal him? Is that what you're asking for? And then he says, well, you don't even have to do that. All you need to do is to say a word. And he will be healed. And why was that? Well, he understood a principle. He was a military leader. He was not the highest ranking general, but he was a high officer. But he had people above him. And he also had people under him. And he said, I know this principle. When I tell them to do something, they will do it. So he recognized that Jesus Christ was sent. He came with all the authority and power of God. And he said, all you need to do is just to speak a word. And everything will change. And what an amazing principle. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, you don't understand. Women, they have been, you know, treated badly in all history. It's just time that the women are ruling now. Children have always been, you know, treated badly by parents. So now it's their time. They should run the society. And we know how persecuted the poor workers have been by their by the owners of the companies and so on. Yeah, it's time for the workers to take over. You know, we have been fed these thoughts for a whole generation. Authority is bad. Men are mocked. Look at any TV program. The father of the house is always like a ridiculous person. He doesn't know what he's doing. And behind him there's a strong woman. She has control over everything. And they're all making fun of the man in the house. Look at all the children's programs. Especially in this country. I'm not going to mention a certain name, but you all know who I'm talking about. Oh yeah, the kids are ruling and reigning. Oh yeah, the kids are supposed to be rebellious. And if the parents are trying to do anything, they're bad. Really bad. Same thing. People that have their own companies, they are bad people. Really bad people. They should just be taken somewhere and dealt with. You know, this is kind of the attitude we have. It's an anti-authority society. I understand these problems. I understand that women have always been treated badly. I understand that kids also have suffered throughout history. And I also understand that the workers have had a hard time. And the Bible speaks about these things. But that doesn't mean that we should reverse this thing and say that these things are bad. You know, there is a great source of blessing or blessings here that we can really draw from if we are wise. And you know, not just because something is supernatural, it doesn't mean that it's from God. Sometimes we say, oh yeah, somebody performed a miracle. That's power. God must be there. No. You know, the enemy can also perform miracles. Just because something is supernatural doesn't mean that God is the source of it. There are only two sources of authority in this universe. One is God. That's genuine authority. The other one is Satan. And that's what we call usurped authority or stolen authority. And we will always be under one of them. We can't be neutral. We always want to be independent. You know, we have a society where it's like, yeah, everyone should be independent. So now we have almost reached that point. On paper. So who are we dependent on? The state. Because we are made to be dependent on each other. It's a principle. Men need women, women need men. The kids need the parents need the kids. And the employers need the employees. And vice versa. We need each other. Same principle in the church. We are gifted in different ways. And we need each other. We want to be independent, and we try to be independent, but in the end we will be dependent on somebody, whether it is the state or something else. But we have to be careful. And Jesus was saying that I'm not going to tell you what authority I have. But he was sent by God. He had true exousia. He was given all the authority in Matthew 28:18. It says that to me all authority has been given. And when he sends out the disciples, in the extension there, also us. He says, I delegate this same authority to you. That's amazing. So the Father delegated all His authority to the Son. The Son in His humanity. God became a man in Jesus Christ. And as that God-man, He finished the work on the cross. Now He rose again from the dead.
Той е възкръснал от мъртвите.
And he ascended up to the Father.
И отиде при Отец.
He's the head of the church.
Той е главата на църквата.
And as the head of the church, he has delegated this authority to us.
И като глава на църквата, той ни е дал тази власт.
It doesn't mean that we are walking around and, you know, doing supernatural things.
Не означава, че вървим напред и назад и извършваме свръхестествени неща.
Look at my power.
Гледай на моята сила.
Well, some Christians try to do that.
А някои християни се опитват да го направят.
But it's not that kind of power we're talking about.
Но не е тази власт, за която говорим.
But it's power to preach the gospel.
Но това е власт да проповядваш Евангелието.
It's power to change people's lives.
Сила да промени живота на хората.
That is the power that has been delegated to us.
Това е силата или властта, която ни е дадена.
Speak a word.
Кажи една дума.
And everything will change.
И всичко ще бъде променено.
That was the Roman centurion's word.
Това беше римския служител.
And it's the same principle with us.
И същия принцип е с нас.
We share the gospel in all simplicity.
Ние споделяме Евангелието в простота.
And we think that, well, what are these words?
It says, oh, these are dumb.
But they are good.
No, that's a good.
They are powerful.
That's a film.
They can change everything.
They могат да променят всичко.
Maybe they are rejected.
Може да бъдат хвърлени.
But if they are received,
но ако те бъдат приети,
they will change that person's eternal destiny. So we have the question of authority tonight. And they asked him a very cunning question. You know, like, okay, so what is your authority? Tell us. And of course they wanted to trap him. But he had a counter question. He said, I have a question for you. Tell me, what authority did John the Baptist exercise? And they could not answer. They were talking with one another, but they concluded that they didn't know. Because whatever they would have answered, it would have been wrong. And Jesus concluded, well, if you don't answer me, I'm not going to answer you. And this is great. So we have great authority that we can come under. And we want to be under the authority of the Word of God. That's why we teach and preach the Word of God. You know, we are not like, it's not like a power trip. You know, I want to have some power. It's not us. It's through the Word of God. And if we come under the authority that God has given us, then we know that we also have a covering. And I believe that one of the problems that we have in our society today is that most people function without a covering. You know, in the family, in general, and we have all kinds of problems. Because that's how God has made us. You know, there is protection there. There is authority there. And that authority comes from God. But if we reject it, there is nothing there. You know, only destruction, disaster. And that was the same thing with Jesus. When the Pharisees rejected him, they were without a covering. Their religious life couldn't do anything. Yes, the fig tree was green. It looked like it had life. Israel looked like it had life. But there were no fruit on the tree that they could eat. And it was the same thing in the nation of
Israel.
Only a religious life outwardly.
имаше само религиозен живот отвънка,
but no change from the inside.
Но никаква промяна отвътре.
And that's what God wants.
А това, което Бог иска.
A change from the inside.
Промяна вътре.
And when that change take place,
тая промяна, която се случи,
we have His authority.
Имаме Неговата власт.
And anything can happen.
Всичко може да се случи.
Because God is in us.
Защото Бог е в нас.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you tonight.
Господи, да благодарим ти.
We pray that you will bless these thoughts.
Благодарим ти и те моля да благословиш тия мисли.
Speak to us.
Говори ни, Господи.
We thank you, Lord, for authority.
Благодарим ти, Господи, за власт.
That you have given us.
Която ни дал.
We pray that we will understand the blessings that are available.
Да ни помогнеш да разберем властта, която е на разположение.
They are not just there to take, but we have to come under your authority.
Не са просто там за нас, трябва да дойдем под тая власт.
Then we have protection.
Тогава имаме благословение.
Please bless these thoughts for our hearts.
Благослови тия мисли, Господи.
In Jesus' name.
И в името на Исус.
Amen.